Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me today from the Center for Rural Policy and Development is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Today we're going to talk about bringing broadband to rural Minnesota. This is actually a piece that will be available next week on the ruralmn.org website.
That's right.
Maybe first things first, what is broadband?
Well, broadband is basically high-speed internet access. And so we all remember the dial-up lines, which tied up our phone lines and made that funny noise. And now this is high-speed service that's always on. One of the big issues in broadband today is that we've kind of geared it all towards downloading, so people can get their Netflix nice and fast. That's the example everybody uses. But upload speed can actually be quite a bit slower.
For instance, an over-the-air type of, especially from the satellite services, your upload speeds are oftentimes dial-up speed.
Right.
And if your upload is that slow and you're trying to do a credit card transaction, for instance, at a point of sale, it's not going to happen very fast.
Right. And that exactly is the problem for businesses. Fast download speeds are fine for residential use because you're having everything delivered to you. Businesses need to be able to do things like credit card transactions and sending big files of photographs and 3D specs and things like that. And, you know, one meg of speed won't cut it exactly.
Right.
And so that's kind of one of the next big hurdles on the horizon with broadband.
Another thing that people will find on this piece that'll be featured prominently on the ruralmn.org website next week is some nice graphics. So you show some different places around Minnesota where broadband is readily available to a large segment of the population within those counties, and clearly some places where it's pretty tough to find good broadband.
Yeah, it's really, when you look at that map, you see that it's really a patchwork of service, of who can get what where. Some of it has to do with geography. It's just plain more expensive to serve people in more sparsely populated areas. It takes a lot more material to get that initial infrastructure set up. And so those places just are inherently slower to get service. It also has to do with individual providers and how much they can invest in their areas, how much they're willing to invest. Capital has a lot to do with it. Because with broadband infrastructure, the real key is that it's really expensive to get into. You have a lot of digging to do, a lot of wires and cables to bury all over the place. And once you get past that initial expense, then you have the maintenance and upkeep expenses after that, which aren't nearly as high. And so it's that first big hurdle of the cost of getting service out to people. And that's, you know, a lot of what causes that really patchy service. But you can see around the densely populated areas in the metro area, that's where you have the most people with high-speed service.
Marnie, thanks so much.
You bet.
This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.